Cozy on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
So an ATV is a motorcycle with four wheels. It's got handlebars just like a motorcycle.
You straddle it.
Mm-hmm. Generally designed for one person. A UTV stands for utility task vehicle, and that's made for two or four passengers. This UTV Rosie was in was a four passenger. It has a steering wheel, has a roll cage, and you know the first God story in all of this is for me looking at everything when the vehicle flipped over. The driver and passenger were trapped, and they said they could hear Rosie struggling. If you picture the harness in any kind of racing vehicle, it's the same. There's a strap that comes over each shoulder, then there's a strap in the middle across your chest, and it landed upside down in what was described as a violent stop. So all of that pressure, you know, you're upside down, that single strap across your chest and the lungs, and immediately he had trouble breathing, and he was the most injured one. The passenger and driver were back to work the next day. And it was a week later, you couldn't see any signs left from road rash or scratches, any physical signs. If Rosie had to sit in that position and wait for them to work themselves out, I don't know that he could have survived. He was able to cut himself and get out in, you know, what they think is less than 20 seconds. So the fact that the most injured person in this wreck that's in the most severe case was able to get out and get to safety and had a knife, cut the seatbelt, handed it to the other passengers so they could cut themselves out. And it still took them 15 minutes to get themselves cut out. And then when the helicopter came, that he refused to get carried to the helicopter,
I thought I was going to find him sitting up when I got to the hospital.
It was an assisted walk, but he was determined that he wasn't going to let this beat him and got up and walked to the helicopter.
Well, even along with that, the fact that it didn't kill him right away because he took trauma to the neck and the spine.
That too.
You know, and I had lots of ICU doctors saying, you know, we see this all the time, and, you know, encouraging us not to do it anymore. So, and good morning, Rosie. I know he's tuning in. He may not remember all these details because then by the time I got to the hospital, he had already been intubated because he was having such a hard time breathing and he was sedated. And that's how he stayed for probably 4 weeks. And there was constant just hits to the lungs and constant ups and downs and lots of prayers going out for him. And, you know, it's just a very emotional, hard time for us. And I have to say the ICU at Honor Health was amazing. The teams of doctors, the teams of nurses, I'm so very thankful for them. And you know, Romy, in the old days, and even still in other places, ICUs are very closed. You can come visit like 2 hours here and 2 hours there. Well, I've been with Dad ever since. I mean, I've stayed every night with him. And that's supposed to be good for healing, you know, to have your family with you and you have an advocate there for you. And I would highly recommend that.
And you had mentioned, they said they see this all the time. Are you talking off-roading vehicle accidents?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
So we hadn't talked about this before, but one of the conversations I had about that same time frame, just a day or two off, there was another one of these vehicles that ended up going off the cliff near Payson.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And all four passengers perished. And when Mark Salem heard about it, he called me. And he wasn't sure, was Dad in that vehicle? Is he alive? What's going on? I just heard about this horrible accident. So there was a point of panic there for some people thinking that, this was a lot worse. But that goes to what the trauma doctors were saying about seeing horrible accidents all the time. There was another horrible accident that same week that didn't turn out as good as it has for all the passengers and Dad's vehicle.
Well, a quick God story from me is Rosie probably said to me four times this year, you know, we're going to the attorney, we're going to get our power of attorney's done, our living wills. We had done all that. He acted on it. We went a couple times. I had everything I needed. He made sure, and we had a situation at work, Romy, where we had to, you and I had to be intently involved in all the passwords, all the accounts, you know. So there was no, we didn't have a hiccup that way. So I've been able to stay with Dad. You've been running the everything, and it's just been going really well. I'm very thankful. But just last Thursday, week ago Thursday, we moved out of intensive care into acute rehab, and they're working on getting him off the trach, and we're on our way.
And the big one, too, on in all this, is we're founded on radio and not TV. This would have killed a TV personality's career. In radio, all we need is the microphone turned on, and we're good to go.
He'll be
you
back.
Don't have to do hours of makeup and sit there patiently. This was the industry to be in for sustaining that kind of injury.